You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. Euthena, how did we come up with this idea? What's the vision for it and the inspiration? If you've seen me mentioning Euthena before, I imagine you might enjoy watching this video to hear how we actually got from an idea into a reality with it. The idea with Euthena actually started off, it goes back pretty far. The big long-term vision I have for Euthena goes all the way back to the first moment I can trace it. Is I was sitting in New York in Times Square, and I was thinking, after a few months in business, I was frustrated with a bunch of things online, and I was looking for big ideas and inspiration, like what can I do that really make a difference? And I got this vision of an online work platform that helped people get connected and work together a lot more effectively than what currently exists today, where you could just almost instantly put something up and people would help with it, and where you could do much more than just hire for a job. That was the initial vision for it. I've tried a whole bunch of different iterations to get there that have failed since that moment in Times Square was 7 years ago. I've tried getting a developer on a crypto to do it. I've tried launching the thing directly. I've failed a bunch of different ways to get this going. And Euthena, to me, seems to be the one that is actually succeeding in that, because I got the details of how to do it much more clear. In the 7 years since I had the idea, I've got the experience to allow actually executing this idea. I've got the following and the tools to get the strong foundation laid, all that I didn't have 7 years ago. That's the really big vision for this. The vision I see in the future is that you could just, Euthena is the one destination where you work, collaborate, teach, educate, buy courses, have your membership. It's the one destination where you can essentially build your whole business online. And in doing so, it attracts people that want to work online all over the world to it. Today, how do I see getting there? The first key step is to lay a strong foundation in education. And allow people to have their build businesses on Euthena that are not just selling courses or just offering services or just a membership program. There's already sites like Udemy that do a great job where you can offer courses. There are already sites like Fiverr and Upwork that do a great job where you can just get jobs. There's already sites like Patreon that you can do awesome with hosting membership services. There's also a bunch of self-hosting options where you can try and do all this stuff yourself, but realistically, trying to do it all yourself is not going to work. You need to be able to collaborate with other people as effectively as possible. Thus, in the immediate, what are we doing today? We're laying a strong foundation on Euthena with business systems where, as you can see with me, I've got my whole business from free offers and free video courses all the way through $10,000 a month services. That's the immediate need in the market today, is a platform where you can lay that whole foundation of your business, where there's 20% affiliate commissions for life on each user, where you can upload your courses if you want to, you can offer services, you can have a membership program. It's one platform where you can build your whole business. And then instead of what happens when you've got all these decentralized platforms, or not when you've got all these platforms that for you are decentralized, you promote one platform, then you struggle to get people from that other platform over to a different platform. For example, on Udemy, you promote there, and then you want to get people from Udemy to your Fiverr or to your Upwork to hire you, but that's difficult. Then you try and get them over to other places, and it's all a big mess. Euthena right now is allowing me first to completely focus and organize my business. And the more effectively I do this, then we keep bringing others in to do the same. And the more of us lay that foundation, then we've got the funding to continue building Euthena out into more and more advanced features that can really cover everything. For now, it's functional. The long-term vision of Euthena is only relevant if you can execute all the way there. We've got everything in place to execute all the way there now for the long-term vision. Thus, I've went into the creation, the vision, and the inspiration of it, how we got here, why we're doing all this. This is kind of my big lifetime idea, is to build an online work platform that makes it so it's not so hard to just join in and try and work somewhere. It's so challenging right now for a lot of us. You just have raw skills, you have time available. Why is it so hard? Can't we make something where it's not so hard to contribute? As an employer, it's also difficult. I have money to spend from the bank and I am looking to hire people. Why is it so hard for me to do that? Even with the platforms we have. Why can't I find someone's video course and then hire them immediately on the same platform? Why is it so difficult to do all this stuff? Thus, on Euthena, we're making it easier already, starting with me and the early adopters. Then we build out and bring more and more and more of us into it. Now the details of things like, how did we actually get the name for it? I was inspired for the name of it by, all right, to be honest with you, I wanted something. All right, so we need to back up a little bit. I had an idea for an educational charity at the beginning of the year named Athena's Temples. I thought of the shoe dog, Phil Knight, who founded Nike, and how he went to Greece and the temple of Athena Nike, the goddess of wisdom, and the Greek goddess Athena. Thus, my original thought was to have it named something like Athena's Temples, and I even went and bought athenastemples.com. Now, I proposed this idea to my wife, and she said the name wasn't very good, and after a few days, I started to see, yeah, that name's not too good. It's too long. It's too... People, there's confusion, and you don't want confusion. You want something that's simple and straightforward, and preferably does not exist already. With Athena's Temples, there are real Athena's Temples, and that leads to confusion. We don't want that confusion. Thus, the next iteration, I looked for a name that honestly would be kind of like Udemy. I wanted it to sound that close enough to Udemy so it'd be comfortable, and I might accidentally say Udemy instead of Euthena, but I wanted it to be clear enough, not Udemy, that there's plausible deniability and that there's no way someone could reasonably say that Euthena is just a Udemy copy based on the branding, because literally you can see Euthena and Udemy are two completely different and separate words, that no court would ever find that one was too close to the other. I like the way Udemy sounds. I like kind of the idea of it. Thus, I really wanted something that felt similar. Udemy's a nice short name. It's only 5 letters. So I wanted something that had a similar feel to it. And here's how I'll show you the details of how I actually went about this, because this to me is something you don't usually get to see. So here's what I did. I've created a bunch of little ideas and things like that, and I've consistently struggled with the naming. I went on GoDaddy.com, and I know how annoying it is. I've came up as an entrepreneur, innovator. I've came up with probably 100 different names for potential ideas, and it's so annoying to try and bring those ideas into a reality, find the right domain name. So for what may be the first time in my business and something like this, I literally prayed to God or whoever, my higher self or spirit or universe, whatever word you want to use, I prayed. I said, look, can we please just make this easy? Just give me something that's good. Let me not struggle with screwing around, because lots of times what happens, you have an idea, and instead of actually executing the idea, you screw around, if you're like me, for days trying to make the perfect name for it, and then you don't even actually execute the idea. So I'm like, look, let's just skip that old stupid process. I want to get started with this. Please help me find the right name. So I then immediately just did whatever came to mind next. I, even though I knew, so I just typed in, okay, Athena.com. I knew Athena.com wouldn't be available. So I said, okay, Athena.com is obviously not available. So for some reason, after typing Athena.com in, I just switched the first letter of it. I typed Athena.com. I'm like, come on, Athena.com's taken. All right, Athena.com's taken. Athena. And then Athena.com is taken. Come on. And then I typed in Athena.com, which is now taken. However, it's because I have it. And I stumbled. I'm like, oh, that's good. And it was open. And I'm like, ooh, that is open. That is. And as soon as I typed it in, I just typed it in. And as soon as I typed it in, I'm like, wow, that's exactly what I'm looking for. And I can't imagine having like rationally worked it out, but I literally just prayed and went through and did something that didn't make any sense and then typed out Athena.com. As soon as I saw it, I'm like, yes, that's it. That is it right there. And now we've got Athena.com. This is the homepage. And this happened 3 months ago. We've already got something like 100 courses on Athena. I'm grateful we're already making something like $100 a day in sales. Thank you to all the students and the partners. And now we've got a real website on Athena. That is, we've got people watching video courses every day on it. There's hundreds of people on Athena every day without any paid ads. It's awesome. So thank you. What I noticed getting the feedback right away from like when I told my wife Athena's temple, she said, that's dumb. It doesn't sound like any, it doesn't make sense. But as soon as I told her this, she said it sounded like some kind of intrauterine device or something. But several of the other people I've told said, that sounds really good. It sounds like something that already exists. And I'm like, I know, that's what's so cool. Like this, it sounds like something that already happens. Most of my other ideas sounded like stuff that didn't exist. But this sounds like something that already exists. And to me, that's a sign that it's right. Because on some level, it's all we do is manifest and create stuff. We take things in our mind that are pure thought forms, and what we do is put them into things that are into material reality. That's what our souls do. Our souls bring things like this body at one point was just an imagination, and I've brought it one thought and action at a time into its state today. So that was a really cool process to go through with Athena. I haven't been through that with all my other ideas. So that's how we got Athena. Finally, how do we get the brand colors for it? In November 2018, we got a new lifetime partner that joined before Athena was created that is a graphic designer. And the Arit, she's got her service on here. If you look down on the services, she's got her services. If you want her graphic design, Arit picked the colors out for this. Arit picked the colors out. She said these colors felt like you. Which I've been reading, I think it was Journey of Souls or Destiny of Souls, and hearing about soul levels and soul colors. Arit said, I thought these colors looked a lot like you. And I asked her to make a logo that was just really simple with just the letters of the website, that we don't need any other fancy things in it. Let's just do the Athena. And I liked kind of like the Google logo, multicolored, kind of like the Udemy logo, just a straight word all in lowercase. And that's how we got the Athena logo. And Arit picked the colors out. She said she felt like these colors represented me, which I am like, awesome, because I don't understand how those colors represent me, but that's great. And then I've since been listening to a book by Michael Newton, Destiny of Souls or Journey of Souls, and he's talking about different soul levels and soul advancement, which my wife thinks is all crap. And the souls that are not totally new and beginners, but not that advanced and developed either, are kind of like the red to yellow in colors. And I want to be like an advanced soul, but then I don't need to incarnate anymore, which is ironic because I like incarnating. So why would I not want to incarnate anymore? But the colors for more of the kind of be an intermediate soul, not too advanced, but are like yellow and red. So I'm like, oh, is this mean this? These are the colors of my soul. But the nice thing is this greenish color, I think, indicates some healing based on what I just read in the book. And wow. All right. You're like, dude, 14 and a half minutes of this. I can't believe I listened to this much. If you're interested in the creation and vision and inspiration for you, Thena, I imagine you'll find that helpful. If you want to work with Arich, she's got her design services are on you, Thena. And you can see that she did that logo. All right, there's something. Oh, I also want to thank the Thinkific CEO, Greg Smith, who talked to me. He's the one that helped me see this might be an interesting topic that people might actually want to hear about. I remember reading Phil Knight's Shoe Dog book where he talks about founding Nike, and I was very interested to hear about how he came up with the Nike brand and all the challenges they went through to try and pick out the Nike name. And this is how we got to Euthena. So thank you for being a part of Euthena. If you'd like to be an early adopter on Euthena, if you'd like to get in and lay that foundation with us, will you please join us as a Jerry Banfield partner? Because the Jerry Banfield partners, we are collaborating together to lay a very strong foundation for Euthena. We have voice calls together every week. Partners get private label rights to use my videos on other platforms to build your own audience, and you get to put up as a partner, you get guaranteed approval as a Jerry Banfield partner to put your courses and your services and your memberships all up on Euthena, as we can see here. Thank you for getting to the end of this. I love you. You're awesome. I appreciate you listening to how Euthena was founded. And I imagine since you must be one of the hardcore followers, you made it to this end. I imagine you'll be hearing my lovely voice again soon. Lucky you. Just think though, I get to or have to listen to myself all day, every day.